Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by Rich Stamboline. Remote location. Where are you? What did they send you this week?
I'm on Jupiter.
Oh man, looks great over there. How's the weather?
I'm on Jupiter. It's pretty. It's very gassy.
I bet.
I'm in the eye of Jupiter right now. What's going on, man?
Rich is doing remote today. You don't have your car, so you're like, yeah, might as well.
Yeah, I'm not gonna walk to your place. I mean, I could.
I mean, you could walk.
But for some reason, it's summertime outside right now.
Oh, it's beautiful, dude. What a beautiful weather we have.
It's gorgeous. It's gonna be like 80 degrees today, and it's gonna be November next week.
That's unbelievable. A lot of wrestling. Yeah. Obviously, we'll start off. The Mets have ended their season. Those Dodgers are too good, man. They are freaking unbelievable.
It's a good team, man.
Otani's unbelievable. What a gigantic, gigantic boy he is.
Arguably best player in baseball.
I mean, if they win depending on how he performs in this World Series, he will really be like a baseball god at this point. You know the deal with his contract, right?
No.
So they signed him to a $700 million deal, all right? Mm-hmm. $70 million a year, but he only makes $2 million a year for the 10-year contract. Every $68 million is deferred till the end. He's going to be getting paid to like 2040-something. He did the Bobby Bonilla contract.
Wow. That's wild.
Bobby Bonilla's been getting $1.5 million forever.
Great. And he can't pitch until next year, right?
He maybe can't. He maybe will pitch during a World Series.
That's insane.
He's had two Tommy John surgeries. So this, that's, I mean, I don't know if they want to risk it. Yeah. So, you know, it was a great run by the Mets. Let's see what they do next year. They're probably going to dismantle half this team.
Oh, but,
I freaking love baseball. That's my sport. I mean, we talk about this all the time. That's my sport. I know you love basketball.
Oh, yeah. Knicks this week.
Yep. Let's go into wrestling. Where do you want to go, Rich?
I guess we could talk about Raw from last night. The show opened with Seth Rollins attacking Bronson Reed backstage. He would go to the ring and challenge him to a fight, which would lead to a pull apart. Listen, I'm getting so much more hype on Bronson Reed. And I like to see this guy just like, you think he's going to be world champ one day?
I don't know, but you know what's interesting? I was very worried about him at one point. You know, in NXT, very dominant guy. Outside of WWE, he was still a tremendously dominant up-and-coming wrestler. And I was like, what are they going to do with him? Where are they going to put him? Well, we see where they're putting him. They're making him into a monster on the main roster. And great timing for this because you have, obviously, the Drew Punk stuff really saturated that show.
Yes.
I know Gunther, he's the world champion, but generally the story of Monday Night Raw was that program. And with those two kind of taking a back seat now and Punk being off TV for a little bit, I think that's a great time to introduce Bronson Reed as a main event player. You bring Seth Rollins back, so you're picking up some of the slack there without Punk. I think this is this may turn out to be a pivotal moment for Bronson Reed's career because of the timing of everything. This was timed really well.
Plus, he brings a lot of that fun intensity that I think a lot of WWE TV had been missing.
Yeah, I very much like him. I very, very much like what they're doing with him. They're making presenting him as a giant and a monster, and that's how you want to be, especially if you're a guy that big.
Yeah.
You know, like Otis. Yeah. Here's a great example. I loved Otis and Tucker as a tag team.
Yes.
You thought Tucker was going to be the man.
Tucker was a big boy.
You thought he was going to be the man.
Yeah,
he's a
yeah.
big guy, and he was a good wrestler. I got the silly stuff that they tried to do, you know, that they still do with him. But they could have presented Tucker, Otis, as a monster. You know, he looks like one.
Yeah.
You don't have guys that look like that ever, especially in wrestling now. Yeah. Everything is all about looking the best that you can. Everybody's a freaking model. Right. Use him in a different capacity. I thought he could have been a monster. I think Bronson Reed is going to be fantastic in this role.
You know what it is? I think it's we're very much living in that post-Vince world, you know, where you could attribute arguably, what, like 85% of the silliness on WWE TV to Vince?
Yeah, I mean, like, you could tell what was a Vince thing. He loved vomits and farts and... I mean,
yeah.
Really...
Dropping ooze on people.
Didn't Natalya have like an angle where she was just farting?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Didn't,
he
she,
liked,
didn't she
he liked
date
gross stuff?
And didn't she like date Kali?
I think so. Yeah. At one point.
Right. Isn't that the most insane thing that you could book?
Well, that and the Rusev cuck angle that they did.
That was Paul Heyman.
You know, like that was, that was wasn't Paul, it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, like, it's interesting because these moves that you see on TV are kind of cool. Where, like, Bronson Reed is positioned very, very well, you know?
Yeah.
If Vince was in charge, man, they could have made him, like, a new Funkasaurus or something.
I'm very curious where, you know, to be honest, think about it this way, right?
Yeah.
Let's play a game here, and I'd love the audience to participate.
Let's play like timeline booker, like the split in the Vince timeline.
Yeah, like if Vince doesn't go away, right? Vince doesn't go away. It doesn't happen. Yeah. Your screen, did you see just what happened? We said his name too many times. Your screen flickered.
Uh-oh.
You can't say Vince so many
times. He's
going
to go like Beetlejuice?
All of a sudden, you got to turn to Vince Russo. That's what happens.
Oh, no. Oh, no, bro.
The wrong Vince. Where would the product be, right? If Vince was still there, who would be world champion? Would it still be Gunther? Would it still be Cody?
That's a really good question. I don't think Cody would have gotten that belt if Vince was still in charge.
I think I would say Cody would have the belt. I don't know if he would still have it. I don't know if they would have the patience, you know, that they have now.
Yeah.
But Brock would still be there. That's for sure.
That's right. Yeah.
Brock would still be there.
Yeah.
I
don't think they would have hired the Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah, we'll talk about that also. I don't think they came out looking the best that they could. I think it was done in a very funky way. But there's a lot of these people. Like, I don't think the women's division would be very different. I don't think the Liv Morgan story would be continuing. Uh-oh. See? I said it too many times. You just turned red.
It was Jupiter. Come on, Jupiter.
Dude, is everything okay there?
I'll be back. I got to talk to Mission Control. I'll be back.
Right, you can talk to Mission Control. You go. But, I mean, but let's talk about this, right? Because this is a fun thing to talk about. Where would the story be for them? I don't know. It's been, you know, Vince has not been there for some time now. And, you know, as fans, we got what we wanted, right? Raw is 2 hours now. Is it better? I'm shocked. It's not. This week's was a much better show than previous weeks, the last 2 weeks that they were 2 hours. But it hasn't changed the show. I just don't know okay, let's do this quick. Who would be world champion today on both sides if Vince was there? I'm very curious by that. My hair is sticking up in the back. I just noticed.
I'll chime in for a second.
Here we go. Let's try to fix it. All right.
I think Brock would be involved. sadly. But I don't know. Would someone like Bronson Reed appeal to Vince?
I don't know. Maybe Orton would be world champion. You know, maybe that would be a thing. Maybe you would have Orton on the top of the positioning. You know, Randy Orton is, it has become the veteran an entire generation wants to see wrestle. It's really interesting. You know, there's a generation prior to my, after mine, that people very much like it. They want to see Randy Orton. He's a living legend now for them. Brock is one of those guys too. That whole generation. There's not too many of those guys. So I don't know if you would put it on them. Would Brock be world champion? I don't know. I think it's very interesting to talk about. WWE World Tag Team Championship Contender Tournament. There are two tournaments happening right now for tag titles.
One on each side, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The New Day, Kofi and Xavier Woods defeated the Authors of Pain, Akam and Razor. Interesting how they're back. This was fine. I mean, the story is continuing that Xavier stopped Kofi from helping. The Miz would come out. So this is what happened. The Miz would come down to watch the match. He would interfere. R-Truth would come down. Xavier would stop Kofi from helping. Then the Wyatt Six would attack the Final Testament. I mean, there was so much happening here, right?
Paul Ellering took a bump.
Paul Ellering took a bump. He took a mandible claw from Uncle Howdy.
Trigger's effing me up, guys.
How this goes.
You're still red.
Yeah. Can we just do audio only on my end?
Yeah, let's do that. All good.
So, I think one of the storms up here really knocked out my system.
Oh, man.
And how do you like the Arthur's opinion?
Here, take a look at Rich. There's Rich.
I'm trapped in a big red cloud today.
It's nothing you can do, dude.
Next to Ant. Put me next to Andrew.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. Here we go. We'll just do it this way. The DIY matches were great in NXT. You know, they had something unique. They had a big, giant look, and it just didn't work on the main roster for some reason when they brought them up, and now they're trying again. And this is a cool group that you have. So the Wyatt Six are going to feud with the Final Testament now. But here's something go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, I'm okay with that. I like Uncle Howdy using the mandible claw on Paul Ellering. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. I wonder if Xavier is going to play a part in this. Because remember, he was, like, bedazzled by The Fiend, remember? By the Wyatts.
Is that who we're calling it now?
I don't know. He was mesmerized by them, wasn't he? What was he? He was bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
They just said gems, and they put it all over
him. Also, can I make a little side note real quick?
Yeah.
So while I was trying to get my camera working, I was still listening to you talking, and it's so fascinating how when there's no me, you get immediately serious.
I get very serious when you're not here.
You get very serious. You're like, in the World Tag Team Champions.
Away.
New Day.
All the silliness disappears immediately.
You turn into Edward R. Murrow.
I'm just delivering the news straight, dude. Just straight. I wonder what they're going to do. Does Xavier join them? Because he was mesmerized. And they continue that story for a while.
Yeah.
Adam Pearce is being interviewed, and Seth and Bronson Reed start brawling again. That continued.
Uh-huh.
That was a big story here. Damage Control, Io Sky and Kairi Sane defeated Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan by DQ. All right. Didn't really... I don't know. I want to talk about this Damage Control stuff. Did you hear the Carlito line?
No. What was it?
He turned into everybody's racist uncle at Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so you didn't see this. Oh, man. Okay. So
no.
A brawl breaks out, right? That match is gone. Rhea would come out to confront Liv and Raquel. Dominic made the save. They went away. We went into the tag title contendership again with Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. I like this tag team, by the way, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. It's Rey Mysterio and Little Rey. defeated American Made, so they're advancing. So now we're at a backstage segment. Okay, I want you to picture this because you did not see this part. You didn't hear this part.
Io
and Kairi are in the trainer's room talking to Pierce. Okay. Carlito walks in and he goes, I need to learn Chinese.
Oh boy.
Looking at Io and Kairi. I mean, he turned into everybody's racist uncle at Thanksgiving. Especially living in Bayside. I need to know Chinese now? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. 10 years from now, there's going to be the documentary of like, and that's when the Attitude Era came back. And then it's just going to get like real, real nasty late 90s.
Oh, my God. Here's what I wonder if. I wonder if it was just the slip. He was going to say, I'm trying to learn Japanese.
Yeah.
And his soul was taken over by that uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Chinese. I don't know. Or was the line that he just doesn't know the difference?
I think you could argue the fact that the character is kind of a dope, right?
I mean, he eats an apple and spits on people. I don't think that he's really the most upstanding person.
Right. I think that's hilarious.
I can't believe they did that. I don't know. Carlito then tried to book Gunther and Dominic Mysterio after laughing at the idea Pierce booked Dominic against the former champion for next week. Okay. All right. Not bad. WWE Intercontinental Championship. Braun Breaker defeated Jey Uso to win the IC title. Braun Breaker's excellent. This was a big schmoz with the Bloodline showing up to the ring. Ringside claiming they bought a ticket. They beat him up and they cost him the title. And this is just continuing the story from SmackDown, which was really good. Did you like that? I thought that segment was great. Jey came off to be such a main event act. He looked at him. He's like, why did you bring him? Why did you bring Tama? Why did you bring Tonga? And why did you bring him? And he points at
Jacob.
Jacob, sorry. I was going to say Jimmy. I keep wanting to say Jimmy.
Wasn't the line like, you know, we don't mess with him or something
that. Yeah. There's a reason why we don't mess with him. There's a reason why. And then he's like, keep looking at me. I'm going to knock you out or something like that. And I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Fantastic.
Really enjoyable.
We'll see. All right. You want to go into SmackDown?
Yeah. SmackDown, the debut of Motor City Machine Guns. They won, and they're going to face DIY this week. Listen, what great two teams to put on this Friday SmackDown. Like, I have been a big Motor City Machine Guns fan for many years and a big DIY fan, so that's going to be cool. But hopefully they let them pull out all the stops on it.
Yeah, they'll have a great match, and I think that's the whole point of this, to make them look like $1 million. My big thing with this is the debut did not come off great.
You don't think so?
I didn't feel it. I think they could have done a little more with it. You know, this is a great tag team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see them in a suit and a tie.
Okay. I thought it was fun. I thought it was a good showcase. I liked their entrance. They gave them a little more cinematic stuff. They did that backstage segment with them. Again, you know, we mentioned that Vince McMahon hiring and firing and like that era. I don't think he would have hired these guys because they're both over 40. And Vince still has that, like, you know, like, oh, you got to be young.
Are they both over 40?
Yeah, they're both over 40.
How old is Alex Shelley now? 41, yeah. Dude, this guy's been around forever.
But they rock. You know, when they're healthy, they're fantastic. Arguably one of the top 10 modern tag teams still.
I mean, they defined an era of style, you know?
Yeah.
And by the way, they're not they're 5'11". They're not that small.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not small guys. Great tag team.
Perfect tag team height.
Yeah. You know what? I don't like large tag teams. You got to be a little short.
Perfect tag team height. And listen, those guys look old matches of Generation Me and former, like the Young Bucks versus Motor City Machine Guns from TNA from like, geez, how many years ago?
Yeah.
Like 15 years ago, maybe. Great stuff.
We got that. Crown Jewels being set up here. Cody versus Gunther, Nia versus Liv Morgan, and so far Bronson Reed versus Seth Rollins. I'm curious, does Goldberg do anything here? Do they bring him
in? I think Goldberg costs Gunther the match, and then you get Goldberg Gunther right?
At wherever. I don't know. What would the next show be? Survivor Series?
Yeah, November, because this is not this weekend, it's the following weekend, right? So you have almost 2 weeks, and then Survivor Series in November, right?
And then are you doing a December one?
Do you want to see Goldberg versus Gunther?
I don't know. Like, is it going to be a 5-minute thing? Then sure. You know what? Give me him coming down the ring. Give me the pyro. Have him come in there. Have him do something. Spear him. He kicks out. He loses. You know, do like a 5-minute thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to see him pick him up for the jackhammer and drop him and go for it. And he kicks at it like a strong two. Holy moly.
And like mess it up.
And he messes it up.
You know what? I don't want to see. Listen, Goldberg's a weird thing, right? Like, it's almost like, and this is no offense to, but it's more of like a car wreck when he comes out, in my perspective, you know? Like, I can't look away.
Well, his whole style
I'm not ever hyped to see the guy, but I'm also not hyped, you know? Like,
yeah,
I get a kick at it. Yeah.
But remember, we were not real WCW fans. Like, we got the NWO, we watched all that stuff. I think from 96 to 98, that company was on fire. But the majority of that Goldberg stuff, we were so into Austin and The Rock and Triple H and Mick Foley that I wasn't committed to WCW. Like, I didn't have the fandom for the characters as a lot of other people did. And to a lot of other people, Goldberg was the biggest thing you could possibly have.
Yeah, which is very fascinating. I get it. Obviously, I get it. There's a lot of people I know that are still like super hyped for Goldberg because they still have that nostalgia, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why he comes out there. That's why they want him out.
Yeah.
They want to get those people back.
You think they're going to sign Sundberg?
Dude, he's big. Yo, you know who else is great? Scott Steiner's son. You know he does the kiss of the bicep?
Hey,
he got a touchdown, and he started doing the kiss, the pump up, and then the kiss on the bicep. He's actually...
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas' boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas. Point your toes west.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tremendous in size.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, let him play some college ball. Maybe he gets drafted. Most likely not, because that's such a difficult thing. Go start training. 2-3 years, all of a sudden, you have a built-in program with your cousin.
Imagine if you get, at some point, a Bron Breakker, a Sundberg, Sting's kids, and Scott Steiner's kids.
They're all back.
Somewhere.
They're all back.
That would be insane.
And you know who else? You know who else? Cody's and Cody and Dustin's nephews are wrestling now too.
Okay.
Did you see that, MG?
Yeah.
I did see it just briefly. Just recently, right?
They just started too. Yeah, and the Von Erichs, if the Von Erichs are around too. I this next group of talent that may be coming up is gonna be really interesting.
Second and third generation.
Yeah. There's gonna be a lot of that.
Brock Anderson.
I don't know. Where is he right now?
Is he in like contractual limbo?
I don't know. No. He's not there. He's not in AEW.
Yeah.
Samantha Irvin, ring announcer, announced her time with WWE has come to an end. She announced on Monday afternoon on social media. This seemed to surprise a lot of people. She wants to pursue other avenues. She is not going to end up in AEW, according to Ricochet and her. Lillian Garcia was back last night to take the role. And there was a lot of speculation on when did she let WWE know? Was this a last-minute thing? She let them know months ago. And you know how you know that?
Yeah, she...
Lillian signed to be the ring announcer.
Right. Yeah. Also, Samantha Irvin kind of hinted at a lot of, like, you know, like she wrote that very nice letter. Yeah. Right. To everybody in WWE. But she's been on her social media. She's been kind of hinting at, like, you know, the next chapter, et cetera, et cetera. You know, but folks automatically think, oh, she's going to be in AEW, which, you know what? Maybe for one pay-per-view, that's cool. But, you know, do you want to see her jump ship
that? Does it add anything? I think she's extremely talented. If she wants to continue ring announcing, she could go to AEW. It's not going to change anything. Whatever makes her happy, really. Mm-hmm. That's how I see it.
Yeah, exactly. Listen,
she'll go do other projects. She'll most likely end up back there. They very much liked her. She had a very unique voice in that company. You know, it's amazing to go from like the Tony Schimmel to her. You know, like it's such like a different total 180. But I thought she was fantastic. It was really good and unique. And she knew the product. She liked wrestling, you know, and that's always great to have a fan do it.
As a fan, I wouldn't mind seeing her ring announce Kenny Omega.
That'd be cool. I'm into that.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to be big. You know, she's a great ring announcer.
Sting says that he really didn't want to retire in 2016. Vince McMahon wanted me to retire under his umbrella. And we saw he came out of retirement. Then he wrestled for a number of years.
Honestly, what a great retirement run Sting had. Like, I had zero problem with any of those matches in AEW, you know? And you know what? We know which one sticks out to me. Him and Darby versus the Hardys in, like, the hallway.
Yeah. Well, you know, they did. Would you have wanted to see him win a title?
I think it would have had to have been one of...
No. I'm saying win, like, a world title in that company.
That's a good question. Nostalgia wise, it would have been really cool if he went out on top and then retired the belt. Not retired the belt, but if he went out on top and then gave the belt up and then they had a tournament for the belt. That would have been kind of cool. I would have loved to see Sting versus Okada.
Why? Just for the freak show that it is?
Just for the freak show that it is. And Sting wins that whatever of belt Okada has, the Intercontinental.
Intercontinental.
Or he's got the Continental.
Yeah. Brock is an MLW with CW Anderson.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so they're doing that. WWE announced, and this was hinted by WrestleVotes a while ago, WWE announced that NXT will be holding a show on Wednesday, November 6th, so they don't go head-to-head with the other major fighting event that's happening, and that's the U.S. election. They're not going to go be on election night, so they're going to be on Wednesday competing with Dynamite, and they're broadcasting live from the ECW Arena.
Mm-hmm. You're voting for Nader, right?
I'm voting for Ralph Nader for the eighth time. Yeah. Yeah.
Straight Green Party. You're a big green guy.
I love Green Giant. I like frogs. Mm-hmm. I like Ireland because that whole country is green. Do you know that everything is green in Ireland?
Yeah, I heard, man. It looks like you land, it has like this mist. Emerald City.
Yeah, just a mist of green. It's unbelievable. This is okay. This is cool.
Yeah.
NXT 2300, they're calling it. I wonder if it's going to be filled with a bunch of ECW stuff. I'm willing to bet that whole building is going to be just tables and ladders and New Jack's shopping cart.
Have Paul Heyman do the announcements for it and the promo, and that would be great. You know what is one of my favorite parts about ECW? It was always so grainy.
It was always grainy, but I don't think that was a feature.
To me, I liked it because it made you feel like you weren't supposed to watch it. Dude, you know what?
So you're absolutely grainy. Right. Absolutely right. There's one tape, right? First of all those ECW like commercials were fantastic. Extreme Warfare Volume 1, you know?
Yeah.
Extreme Warfare Volume 1, Extreme Warfare Volume 2, WrestlePalooza 97. But the one that always got me was the Terry Funk Sabu barbed wire match that Paul Heyman goes. He goes, and they're playing Phantom of the Opera behind in the background, right? And he goes, this match is even too extreme for ECW.
Yeah.
He's like, I need to see this match. They got me. And Sabu's on the barbed wire. And then I got it. And then I got the tape.
Yeah.
It was a train wreck. It was just a disaster of a match. Sabu's taping his wrist up because the barbed wire cut him. Mm-hmm. Fonzie is taping him up. It was what an insane thing for like 13-year-old me to order. It was like a snuff film.
Absolutely. Well, we used to get like the bootlegs in high school, and it was always so much fun. And then like I'm slow on the upkeep with that Vince doc, right? So I watched the fourth episode yesterday, and it was the Steve Austin centric one, you know, where he's like, I went to AEW, and then they do like the 30-second package, and it's just New Jack splatting on people, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the best.
Dude, you know, and you still look at it and you're like, I shouldn't be watching this.
Oh yeah. Like it's funny because like I don't know if you get the same way, where you kind of step out of that weird zone and you're like, I'm in my 40s, I shouldn't be watching old ECW. But then it's also like, oh, it's the best.
That's all I watched.
So nutty. Dude. Yeah.
Last night I was watching, you know, Taylor, my daughter, for people who don't know, likes wrestling a little bit more than my son. So she'll tell me, like, put on some old wrestling, because, like, I think she gets a kick out of it a little bit, because it's, again, it's grainy, right? Okay. It's old, it's grainy. Yeah. So I started putting on, like, old, like, WCW, and I was watching Mid-South, and she goes, it's so different. Like, there's no, like, lights or anything. I'm like, no, there's nothing. They're in gymnasiums. These people.
Yeah, exactly.
They're at like a dark civic center someplace. Yeah, it's a dark building and they're just going around and doing whatever. All right, I want to get your thoughts
on it. It's a dark building.
No, go ahead.
It's always a dark building full of screaming men.
Very rough screaming men.
Yeah.
What did you say? MJ?
Reset to the audience why Rich's audio. Only.
Oh, reset why Rich's audio only? Because he is broadcasting from Mars, and this is Rich's shot.
Back back home now. I was on Jupiter at the beginning of the show. I bounced around the moons a little bit. I talked to Mission Control, and they said, come home.
Yeah. Pretty much what's happening there. BCC and John Moxley storyline for Dynamite and Collision. This is interesting because I really don't know where they're going here. I haven't asked, and I don't want to know because I'm very curious to see how this works out. You have the group made several appearances throughout the night attacking random people on Dynamite. Moxley's now claiming that he's in charge on Collision. He said the belt was a symbol of everything he's been fighting against. What's in the briefcase? Is it the belt? Where is the belt? What do you make of this?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I want to see where it goes. I'm very like, I'm pretty hyped for it because it seems like they trust the guy to do something cool, you know, and he's always done something pretty cool in the company. I would go nuts if they change the name of, they name the group. Just a little kind of like teaser because Mox is still like, he's still keeping up kayfabe as far as like him and Danielson went.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, it's not. Is it Shane? Is Shane in the briefcase?
Oh man, does Shane have the belt?
Does Shane have the belt? Can we say Shane over and over again? Can Shane be involved in everything? I think he should join the new Hurt business.
Oh, imagine if it's not Bobby Lashley, it's Shane,
and it's Shane. Yeah, that would make my day. That would be the best thing ever. I just want to see people lose their minds.
Shane and Shelton win the tag team championships.
Shane McMahon, they unveil. Everybody thinks it's Bobby Lashley, and here comes Shane McMahon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got a question here.
Okay.
Is the briefcase the lockbox? What was in the I mean, we kind of know now what was in that lockbox. Still those NDAs. I mean, really wild how that happened. Really wild.
How would you, and we've been talking about this for the last like 3 weeks. How would you truly feel if all of a sudden Mox cuts a nutty promo and he's like, oh, I'm sick of it. This is who we've been working for and against you. And then all of a sudden here comes the money and it's like a super Shane.
I don't know if it'll work. I really don't know. I don't know if it would even be allowed to work, you know, because the conversation would become so toxic around why Shane McMahon.
Oh, 100%.
Where I don't think it would be given the chance that, you know, that people would, that want to see it work would see work.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, it's all fascinating stuff. I mean, Lashley is coming.
Yeah.
It is going to happen. Yeah. That is going to be the program. It's going to be Lashley and Swerve, but. Is it this week? Is it next week? Probably not this week. Probably not next week. Maybe at a pay-per-view? I don't know.
Tomorrow's... I would say save Lashley for a pay-per-view.
For a pay-per-view debut? And then have him do something? Yeah. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
ROH World Champion Championship. Ladder Wars. Mark Briscoe versus Chris Jericho. Kyle Fletcher's going to speak out. The Elite, Jack Perry and the Young Bucks versus Daniel Garcia and Private Party. Hook will handle the person who attacks Taz. So who attacked them? We'll find out. House of Black, Malachi, Brody, and Buddy Matthews in action. Sammy Guevara versus Shelton Benjamin. That's going to be a great match.
That's going to be awesome.
You know what I want them to do with this? The super kick spot.
Yes.
I think Sammy should jump off the ropes and Shelton nails him with a super kick for the win.
I would love that. I was thinking the exact same thing. I would love to see that.
We're connected telepathically.
Mm-hmm.
We pay a lot of money for that service, too. So let us do that. Camille.
We got the super Neuralink.
We got the super Neuralink, dude. It's just one wire from here to Flushing. Camille versus Queen Aminata, and John Moxley will appear. Also, remember, Kenny Omega is getting ready to come back.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting ready to come back, and people are getting healthy again, and I'm curious to see where they go. Halloween
and
Havoc.
Ibushi.
Yeah, where is Ibushi? Interesting.
We're gonna possibly be in a world where we get Shelton Benjamin versus Ibushi, or Kenny Omega versus Shelton Benjamin on AEW.
Oh, man, I want to see Kenny Omega and Shelton. That's a great match.
Yeah.
NXT Halloween Havoc on Sunday from Hershey, Pennsylvania. NXT Championship in a Devil's Playground match. Trick Williams versus Ethan Page. You know what? I would not mind this title being flip-floppy between these two.
Not me neither.
They have never done that. Generally, what ends up happening, you hold the title for a while, you lose the title, then you go to the main roster. But I would love to see them do a flip-flop here. They're both fantastic.
I think it would add, to their stats once they make it to that main roster. Because if they're thinking ahead like that, you know, which I'm sure they are, you know, let's say Ethan Page debuts on SmackDown, they're like four-time NXT champion Ethan Page, you know, like three-time NXT champion Trick Williams. That would be cool. Do a little hot potato. I'm a fan of a good hot potato.
Me too. NXT North American Championship on the line in a tables, levels, and scares match. What the hell does that mean? What? But wait, tables, ladders, and scares. Or is that scars?
It's scares. It's Halloween.
Tony D'Angelo versus Oba Femi.
They're gonna spook each other.
I mean, what? They just whoo! Oh, I got spooked. Woo.
Yeah.
Boo. What? Okay. All right, whatever. Stephanie Vaquer and Julia versus Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade.
That's going to be a good match.
Yeah. Did you watch any of the Maple Leaf wrestling?
I did not. I had a very long weekend last week. Besides Comic Con, a lot of work, a lot of extra stuff I was doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it looked great. I thought it looked like TNA, you know? It kind of felt like TNA. They did a good job. Visually, it was good. Takeshita had two bangers two nights in a row. I like the synergy between AEW and this. You could tell that the TNA relationship is over, and they've shifted to Maple, to Scott D'Amore's company. All right, cool. And they have Mauro Ranallo. And they have Mauro. And Mauro's fantastic. He's incredible. Mm-hmm. And him and Don Callis together on commentary were great also. Very impressive. Liked it very much. Very, very much. And also TNA Bound for Glory on Saturday from Detroit. You should go, MG.
Yeah, MG, you should go to this.
Nobody could hear him. He's saying some really terrible things.
That's right. You're not allowed to go into a major metropolitan area anymore.
Yeah, he's not allowed. They took that away from him a couple years ago. And after the election, he was no longer allowed to go there. I don't know. Something happened in January.
Several no-fly lists.
Yeah, he's on all of them. Let's do this.
Several no-fly lists, this guy.
Let's do some questions. Yeah. You want to do some questions?
Yeah. Let's do some questions. All right,
boys
and girls.
This
looks like a good card, too.
It's a fantastic card. Dude, TNA's been great. TNA's been really a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I mean, look at the match. You have PCO, Matt Cardona. You have Mike Santana and Moose. You have Jordan Grace and Masha Slamovich. You know, you have the Hardys there. Nick Nemeth and Joe Hendry for the title with Frankie Kazarian as champion. I mean, this is great. Speedball Mike Bailey and Vikingo.
Yeah, very cool.
Very good stuff. Josh Alexander, Steve Macklin. Great stuff. I wish there's so much wrestling now, right? And it's such a shame that TNA figured it out finally. Like, they figured it out. They got it.
Yeah.
And it's different now.
Yeah, it's different in a very positive. But you know what? Like there are a lot of TNA fans that really went to war for them in the last few years. You know?
Yeah. You know why I didn't get into it? So simple.
What was that?
There was one thing that turned me so off to TNA, and it wasn't the Hogan.
Shark
even
Boy.
Before the Hogan stuff. Oh yeah, I like Shark Boy doing Austin. That was great. My favorite pairing was New Jack and Shark Boy. That was fantastic. Did you know that? They became friends.
No.
It was fantastic stuff.
Wow.
It was that stupid six-sided ring.
I never minded it. I always thought it added like a little oomph to it, especially in that era, because you had like your AJ Styles, your Samoa Joes, your Chris Daniels, your Kazarian, you know, like all never these guys it. Just bouncing off of that, trying to grab that X belt from the top of the stadium.
It's on the top of the stadium. They're in a, it's an open air stadium. They're just trying to somebody fork. I don't know, man. It just did not do anything for me. All right, do we not have questions? We can wrap it up.
Oh, that's funny. It doesn't have any today. We have a lot of comments.
All right.
Pop.
MG, pull them up.
Yeah, pull them up.
Put myself on. Yeah. So this is one. Sean Garner asks, who does Delta target at Halloween Havoc?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Forgot she's coming in.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know, but depending on how you're going to present her, you know?
I would say she sides with Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade.
Yeah, maybe she's the heater for that. Yeah. Quite possible. Yeah, that would be interesting. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Another one from him.
When does Jordynne Grace drop the title? I don't know. Is now the time? I don't know where her contract's at. I don't know who she signed with. You know, she is a WWE act at this point. She's done so well on their TV. And one of the big fears is when you take somebody that has gotten over on another product and you move them to WWE, it doesn't really translate that great. Wow, you're pulsating now. Do you see this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hold on. What is...
Yeah, it's wild.
He's in the abyss.
I'm breaking through the atmosphere, guys. Just bear with me. I only have time to fly the spaceship and to do a wrestling podcast at the same time.
And actually, you're good now, right? You got control of the ship. Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Jordan's fantastic. All right, let's pull it up. Why didn't Tony Khan promote Ring of Honor as part of the WBD deal to elevate it out of Honor Club to something more mainstream? I mean, it's not that he didn't. It's not a matter of Tony not trying to get it on TV with Warner. I just don't think that there's any, like, they were interested. I don't know now. Like, right now, I have heard nothing. I will say that I've never once heard anything in all these conversations, in all the news that we broke here. I've never once heard anybody mention Ring of Honor to me. Now, let me tell you, the people that I talk to are not wrestling people. They're not, like, hardcore wrestling fans. And I... Maybe they're not aware of it, but maybe they think it's another show for Tony. But I've never once been told anything about Ring of Honor, ever. That doesn't mean that there isn't a deal being worked on. That I just don't know anything about it. I've never been told anything about Ring of Honor. But Tony, you know, I thought they were on the right track when they were doing those Universal Studio tapings. You know, they're not cheap to do it that way, but I thought it was a great concept. Then you could turn that into your developmental. I don't know if there's a place for it on TV. You know, True TV going to more sports-based programming, okay, maybe. Could you put it on Max? Maybe. But where's the value in Ring of Honor?
How would you feel about just a YouTube program, like an hour YouTube show?
That would expose them, you know? It wouldn't garner much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're better off putting it behind a paywall on Honor Club.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there any progress on Shockwave? There could be. I have not been on top of it. The last couple of weeks have been very busy, so I haven't spoken to people about it, but there could be progress. I'm willing to bet that there is progress, and that Fox Sports deal in Mexico was telling. That's very telling. Having all those Lucha characters on TV has been very telling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's a big deal for them, you know, and that's the first piece, you know, in Mexico. WWE's going to Netflix. So there's going to be more of these. international deals that are going to be very good for this company. So India deal, if they could get in India, that could do something. The UK deal will do something. You know, they are entering into an open market here with better positioning. As far as Fox here, I haven't followed up really, and that's on me. Maybe there's some progress. I'm willing to bet that there is.
Do you think that
ratings for SmackDown have fallen since moving to USA? Why is that? Well, because they're on cable and they're not on on broadcast TV. Also, the World Series has been happening, and Friday was a big night for the World Series. I got to tell you, I watched only baseball. I was not really watching wrestling for the last 2 weeks.
Exactly.
You know, I was watching it after the fact. I wasn't watching live. So last Wednesday, I didn't watch Dynamite live. It's going to fall.
That's right.
You have competition. I don't know if there was a WNBA game on. I don't know if that made any difference. The New York Liberties are the champion. Do you know that, Rich?
Great. Yes, I know. Very fantastic. And you know what? They're getting a parade, too.
And they're getting a parade. The Mets are not. So it's going to drop. It's on cable. 1.3 million, I think they did this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any word on Hikuleo? I think he's going to go to NXT, but maybe they bring him in for this. I don't know.
For the Bloodline?
It does seem like they are leaning into the Bloodline story that I was talking about. For War Games.
With Rikishi? Not the Rikishi.
Jonathan was hanging out with Rikishi at Comic-Con.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They were chilling.
And Joe Hendry, too.
Yeah, they were boys now. They're all hanging out. Jonathan could be a Rikishi. Have you seen his butt?
Oh, yeah. He could. Oh, yeah.
Jonathan's got a big old butt. That's a dumper on him.
He's got a baseball.
He has a baseball ass. Yeah, you know who he reminds me of? Alvarez. He's shaped like Alvarez.
MG's dying, by the way.
Who? MG is dying. Yeah,
look MG at him. Is murdered.
No, he's literally dying. He's just going away. I wish you the best, MG.
He's fading. Yeah, RIP, dude.
You know what it is? It's that time machine. He met his parents.
Uh oh.
Now he's look at him. He's fading. Yeah,
he's got a real Marty McFly situation.
all right, what else do we have?
Yeah.
What's your favorite odd couple tag team? Mine is Bryan Danielson and Kane. Oh, that's a good one. I like, you know what? You that's know what's one. My favorite odd couple tag team? Underrated. Okay. You guys ready? Shawn Michaels and Steve Austin.
Dude, I was just going to say the same exact thing.
Isn't that the best odd couple tag team?
Shawn Mikey's and Austin or Shawn Mikey's or Austin and Dude Love. Like, those are my two oddball teams.
Big Show and Undertaker.
Big Show Undertaker.
Do you remember when Undertaker was mentoring him? Like a father?
Yes.
And he left him in the desert to die?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Yeah, what do you have?
I got a good one for you.
Give me.
Yokozuna and Owen Hart.
Great.
That's still one of my favorites.
Fantastic. Yeah, that was a great one. That was a great one.
Or Haku
and Andre the Giant.
Haku and Andre the Giant was a good one, too. Owen Hart being in the Nation of Domination. Now, that was something.
Yeah.
Booker T and Goldust. That was another good one.
Yeah. Give me your. You know what? Let's piggyback on this one.
Yeah.
What would be your current favorite made up oddball tag team if you can put two stars together on? Let's say let's do AEW and let's do WWE.
Oh, okay. WWE. It would be odd couple tag team. I got it. CM Punk and Gunther.
Okay. I like that a lot, actually.
And AEW would be Satnam Singh. Ooh. Actually, no, I take it back. Jeff Jarrett and Kenny Omega.
Oh my God, that's going to be tough to beat. So for my WWE wacky weirdo tag team, it would be Roman Reigns, and then he's backstage and he's like, "Yo, you're the only one who can help the tribal chief," and the camera cuts to Akira Tozawa. That would be an amazing, really oddball tag team. For AEW, I think it would have to be that's kind of Shelton Benjamin and MJF.
Shelton Benjamin and MJF.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay.
Just
I like
and
that
Shelton
too.
Just does not like him.
Yeah. I want to see. How about MJF and the Beast Mordos as a tag team?
Oh, that'd be great.
Orange Cassidy and the Beast Mordos. Nobody would speak.
No, I do like Jeff Jarrett and Kenny Omega though. I feel like that's
such a good tag team. Yeah. Anything with Jeff. He's the best.
That would be the best. Imagine if their finisher was, as Kenny hits the V trigger, Jeff Jarrett smashes a dude with the guitar,
or he just struts around.
fantastic.
All right, do we have any more? What do you want for when Copeland returns? I think Copeland could have a major. I would put him in the top positioning, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. It's all about eyeballs. It's all about recognizable names. It's you are in 2025 is going to be a very important year for them. Again, we said 2024, they corrected the wrongs of 2023. The CM Punk stuff was finally over, which I will still say that CM Punk debacle was the biggest mistake in that company's history, and it will be the story that everybody tells.
Yeah,
that changed the entire trajectory of that company. It was a negative start over. You know, it was embarrassing for everybody.
Yeah,
the way he was let out, and again, I get it was a fucked up situation, and Tony, just had to do it. But you know, 2025 is going to be the year of rebuilding. You have everybody getting healthy and coming back TV, and now you have a full stacked roster.
Yeah.
Can you now create captivating television with those people? Because just wrestling is not going to work. So having someone like Adam Copeland, especially if this Fox thing is happening, you want to have recognizable names on your television. And he's one of those people. I think he should be in a major, major position. Maybe Christian wins a title and he comes in and he's the number one contender for the title and he takes it right off of him.
A little hot potato. I wouldn't mind that either.
Maybe you do that. I don't know. Him and Okada. I want to see Edge and Okada.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot
would be a dream match. There's a lot of dream matches that you could lead up to in both companies. And I think AEW has been on like the up lately because they have been trying a lot of new stuff and seeing what gets over, you know. Yeah. I feel like for a little bit we're kind of relying on the classics, but now it's like, you know, who'd have thought we would have seen the Beast Mortos? We see the Beast Mortos like every week now.
And he's great. And he's fantastic. He's a great lucha. And this is by the way, this is by design that there's so much more Lucha Libre on AEW television.
Yeah.
All right, give me a couple more. Yeah, give me one more. Bianca Bell, Speedball, Jordan Grace, and Josh Alexander are scheduled to be free agents by early 2025. Where do you think they will sign? Josh Alexander, to me. Listen, and this is coming from a guy that looked at Bret Hart's father. SummerSlam 1991. I was smoking a cigar. I had my hat on. And I took my hat off. I said, Stu, you see that kid right there? And I took a big puff of my cigar and I blew it out. I go, he's got it. I think Josh Alexander has it. You know, Speedball's fascinating too. I mean, he could go to NXT and have a humongous run in NXT. What would he mean in AEW, in the AEW roster? I don't know.
Yeah.
Jordan Grace, obviously, anybody getting her would be astronomical. Mm-hmm. I think AEW could very much benefit by having Jordynne Grace there. But she already has that very deep-rooted relationship with WWE. I don't see that happening, but I think she is WWE bound.
Yeah.
Josh Alexander, I don't know. There's he's another guy. He's very versatile. He can be positioned well NXT, in both companies.
Man. I would say NXT. Josh Alexander comes in and just wrecks shop, you know?
Yeah. Or you know what? He could be the foil for Ethan Page because they have that story.
Yeah.
They had the tag team. Exactly. So, yeah, there you go. That is all built in with real story.
Mm.
And it only elevates TNA, so I think they would be okay with that. All right. Anything else? Yeah. Let's do it. Give me the weird ones.
Yeah, that's the one weird one.
I'm sorry about the Teemu Yankees losing. Don't lose hope. You know, I could have very easily become a Yankee fan. But why hell would I? Why would I become a Yankee fan? I don't want to go to the Bronx, that hellhole.
You also wouldn't have been let on the Yankees because you have that big old beard.
And I have a beard. I don't want to, those Gestapos. No facial hair. I have beard. I have beard. I can't be a Yankee. I have beard. I love the Mets because, A, it's right here. Two, they don't take anything serious, you know? It's a fun team to watch. They make it to the World Series. Not, you know what? I went to so many fucking games this year. I had a great time. Yeah. My kids had a freaking blast. They unexpectedly made the playoffs. Not only did they make the wild card, they made the playoffs, and they went to the NLCS. It was a great season. It was fun. You don't have to win every year. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
What else do we have? What's the end game for Anthem owning TNA? Will they someday sell TNA to WWE? Is there value? Why would they sell it? What's the value in TNA?
That's an interesting question.
There's no value. Tape library. Other than $300 an hour. That was their going rate 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it was. So I don't know. Maybe now it's $400 an hour. I don't know what that going rate is now. But you're going to sell it and do what? I mean, you could. Or they could continue adding programming to the television show. Maybe Anthem finds value in this because, you know, it's on their network. Yeah. The cost is very little to run those shows, and they sell ads. So maybe that thing keeps that channel afloat. I don't know. All right, let's do one more. Oh, okay. Forget it.
I thought you had one on deck. The way you
nobody
said that,
can, nobody
you
were on.
Had one on deck.
Oh, you wanted to end it after the one I was on. Okay.
Yeah.
The Mets are the heart and soul of New York. Actually, you know what? I would lie if I said that is true. Most people don't see it that way. Most of the city is they're Yankees fans. Because nobody wants to root a loser at the end of the
day. Yeah.
All right, guys, that's it for this week. Love each and every one of you. We'll be back on Friday with more. Actually, no, maybe not Friday. Yeah, no, we'll be back Friday. We'll be back Friday with more Matt Men on the Matt Men channel. And I'm doing everything else that I'm doing. You can follow me at Andrew Zarin. You can follow Rich, BTC Rich, on Twitter. Until next time, be strong and God bless.
Goodbye.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.